News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's talk about the weather. We're joined by Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Alan, just bring us up to speed. Where are we at this morning? People waking up to what exactly? I suppose it obviously depends on where you're living.
Yes, a very mixed bag this morning, really. Temperatures still dropping in many parts of the country, down to as low as minus 2 degrees, with a mix of slush and lying snow in many parts of the south and the southeast even. There is heavy showers in the west, and they are of rain and sleet, but possibly snow on higher ground. Those showers are the heaviest really along the west coast and the northwest, but temperatures are varying a lot from minus 2 to 5 degrees. So it is a very, very mixed bag right across the country.
Yeah, I have to say, I woke up this morning in Dublin. It's not too bad in the capital city.
No, Dublin escaped most of the snow and doesn't have any lying snow, really. The wind chill with that strong wind as well will make it feel colder. So even if the temperature is 1 or 2, the wind chill real feel is probably around -3, -4 degrees. So it's going to feel bitterly cold, and it's going to stay like that now right through the day and into the next couple of nights.
Yeah, Met Aaron talking about this cold snap lasting Thursday, at least until Thursday. Is that your take on it as well?
Yes, the cold air will stay in place until at least Thursday night. It'll be Friday, really, before we see a proper thaw. Now, temperatures will get above freezing by day in some areas, but where the lying snow, the snow fields are, it's likely to stay below freezing for many parts during the day. And the really cold temperatures will be Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and we could see temperatures down as low as minus 10 degrees where there is lying snow. And the fog will then become an issue, where fog may not clear, especially on Wednesday. You could see temperatures by day not getting above -3 or -4 even in some areas. So there's very little thaw really for the areas that have that deep lying snow.
Yeah, we saw loads of areas on the news that are affected by snow at the moment. Kilkenny City, Limerick, Cork, Kerry, loads of areas. Could they see more snow in the coming days, do you think?
There is a risk of some showers, especially in parts of, say, you know, North Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary, but even in some other areas tonight, there is some heavy showers tonight, even a risk of some possibly thundery showers. But it'll be more scattered showers rather than the heavy persistent snow that was seen over the last 2 days. I mean, I've had several reports of over 40 centimetres of snow on high ground in parts of North Cork and North Kerry. But the showers will be more hit and miss in nature. But there is going to be some more falls. But the problem as well, as Shane, is that even if it's rain and sleet that falls, it's then going to freeze. So ice is really going to be the biggest issue for the rest of the week. And really from tonight through until Thursday night, there's going to be very little thaw. So, you know, that icy conditions are going to make things treacherous for the areas that do see that.
So take it handy on the roads is the obvious advice this morning, and indeed for the rest of the week.
Yes, and on footpaths as well, because, you know, the conditions are going to be, I mean, my temperature at my station is still dropping. It was -1 20 minutes ago. It's now -1.6. So it's not as if, you know, we're going to get out of this freeze very quickly. And there is, it's heavy, wet snow as well. That's what brought down a lot of those trees and power lines. So there has been a kind of, I suppose, maybe people weren't expecting the heavy snow in some areas, and that's going to stay there now right through. And we need to keep an eye on a quick thaw at the weekend as well, because that could bring some localised flooding issues.
Okay. Is it unusual to have a weather event like this for Ireland? Actually, you're probably not old enough. You're not old enough, Alan, but I remember this week 42 years ago when we had absolute blizzard conditions. I remember because school was closed for a few days, so it was absolutely brilliant. But would it be unusual? Is this unusually cold for Ireland?
It is unusual, yeah. I mean, we do see cold spells and we do see snow, but it's one of those things, we don't get it very often, and we're going to see the lowest temperatures since 2018, possibly even 2010 in some areas. The main problem, Shane, is it varies a lot. I mean, I've a lot of people in the east telling me, what was this about? No big deal. And then I have people who are in their 50s in some parts of Tipperary and Limerick telling me that this is worse than 1982 for them in their area.
Wow.
Because they
okay.
didn't see the same depth of snow.
Definitely worse in terms of supply of bread. I went into Tesco yesterday and it wasn't a loaf of bread to be had. What is it about the Irish and bread when it comes to snowfall? I don't know. I won't ask you that, Alan, but thanks indeed for that update on the weather. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather there. We'll have more on the weather after 8 o'clock.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.